State in 1924, Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue had its premiere in New York City. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook, at OrchardNutrition.com, or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds! Yahoo! My name is Mark Kent, and I am your host once again. You're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. Today is Sunday, February 2nd, 2017.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Wrong answer.
I'm sorry, it's February 12th.
You do not get the prize behind door number one, or two, or three.
God, make a mistake around here and they hamstring you. They string
you
up.
Oh, you know it.
Oh, it wouldn't be any other way, right, Bob? Nobody else would do that to somebody. No.
What?
Not at all.
What? What?
Yeah, exactly.
The old Howie Mandel. What? What? Wow, I better tread lightly this morning. There's people are carrying tomahawks. We got hamatons.
Or more.
Yeah.
Or something else. Very good, Bob. Thank you.
I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda. Look out. She's doing all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Keep your hair tucked under your hat. And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark and Linda and Red.
Good morning.
And Red Smith, who's been on a blended glide path with an inappropriate assumption of solvency with a soft guarantee of improbable financial stability, post-employment becoming a rapid ascent in the unfunded pit of hell via an honest recovery. Well, blah, 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 mantra of prostitutes and politicians and banksters now. And I almost said something else.
I've officially transferred.
We need to revise that.
the glide path to the war path.
Yeah, I'm going to revise that for next week. It won't be the glide path. It will be smashed into the side of the
– the smackdown.
The mount. Currently sorting through the survivors.
He's on an airlift to medical – to Enloe Medical Center.
Yeah. I'm currently stuck on top of the mountain eating the dead like a Chilean rugby team.
Darner, party of four.
Sick little monkeys.
Boy. We're streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com, or you can call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Let's see. Reading Patriots meet every Monday night at 6 p.m., 3276 Bocelli Lane. I believe they're going to be showing State of Jefferson videos with Mark Baird tomorrow.
Mark, yep, is on the calendar for tomorrow.
They meet every Monday night. Limited government, fiscal responsibility, start following the law. Wow. What a bunch of radical, you know.
Terrible people.
Terrorists.
Yeah, terrible.
According to the last administration, they're terrorists.
Yeah, radical insurrectionists.
Funny, he's no longer in power.
How is it that with the election of Donald Trump overnight, we go from radical anti-government terrorists to lapdogs of the state?
Depends on, you know, whether, you know, you're in there before Castro or after Castro.
suppose that could change things around a little
bit. Yeah, I mean, it kind of sort of changed things around a little bit because, you know, we did have pretty much a communist regime starting to develop in our government. I mean, we came pretty close to losing our country here. And I believe that because look at these guys. And they are scrambling like cockroaches.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are. Look at them. I mean, they got nothing left. They got nothing left.
Prison.
Yeah, well,
that might mean
a few of their futures as well.
Isn't there another option besides prison we can give them?
Well, you know, that might be the best option.
I'm just saying. I didn't say what the option was.
Because, putting some of these guys into the general population and letting it take care of itself might not be such a bad idea in light of all of the stuff that's coming into the light. And we're going to talk a little bit about that because...
All right, everyone, gird your loins.
Loins girded? Check. You know, I mean, there's some really creepy stuff going on, okay? We've talked a little bit about this before, but there is some beyond creep. And we're way into, you know, creepy.
Yeah.
I mean... There's some sick crap going on out there, guys. I mean, you know, we talked a little bit about this pedophilia ring. Doesn't look like it's going away anytime soon.
Yeah, certainly not for the 300 people that were arrested out of Philadelphia or the over 400 arrested in sex pedophilia rings in Philadelphia and Los Angeles this week.
Well, you know.
Well, that's amazing. And I heard about that.
That's mainstream media, too,
right?
Yeah.
Well, Elijah Wood came out, what? Yesterday or Friday, it was on the 9th, so that would have been a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And here's the headline, and you can go to Neon Nettle. That's neonnettle.com. And the headline is Elijah Wood, Hollywood is run by a powerful elite pedophile ring. Now, I'm going to say, and it says actor exposes pedophile link to Washington child abuse. Now,
who could that be?
Wow. I mean, you start putting the dots together here and it doesn't line up too good. Okay, let's see. We've got Hillary Clinton with an unsecured server who destroys most of the evidence. But it just so happens that Carlos Danger, aka Anthony, I'm an idiot wiener.
Yeah, Anthony Dick Pick Wiener.
Can we say that? We just did.
Yeah, well, that's what it was.
He gets his laptop confiscated as evidence because he's being implicated in a child sexting thing.
Yeah.
Right? Well,
apparently you can't send personal photos of your anatomy to 15-year-old girls in South Carolina. It's bad.
Yeah, they kind of frown upon that, I think, in the Justice Department. And maybe in the new Justice Department. I'm not sure about the old one, because under Loretta Lynch, who just happened to have ties to Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton just happened to have ties to Hillary Clinton, and inside the emails that were discovered on that laptop, John Podesta, who was Clinton's campaign manager, happens to have code talk for pedophile stuff. And, you know, the Pizzagate and all this stuff. Now, here's Elijah Wood, who is a grade A actor. Okay. I mean, he's not like some small time guy. He's not a B movie guy. Lord of the Rings. I mean, you know, so he says that he has come, and he's come forward to expose the true nature of Hollywood pedophilia, claiming that the entire industry is run by a powerful pedophile ring that's shielded by elite ties to Washington, D.C. Now, let that sink in for just a second.
Oh, and by the way, his story's being supported by Corey Feldman now.
Corey Feldman's coming out. And all and put this all together. Okay, so they find John Podesta's stuff. I mean, maybe they weren't so worried about, you know, the Russians hacking Hillary as they were about the pedophile stuff hidden inside the emails to John Podesta. And John Podesta, I don't care how you slice the pie, this guy's a sick little puppy. Okay? All you got to do is Google his artwork. Google John Podesta's artwork and see what comes up. This looks like something out of a Jeffrey Dahmer movie. Okay? So now you've got this, the former child star, you know, I mean, this guy goes back to the Future 2 at age 8. Okay, so he's been in Hollywood for a while. And Corey Feldman, been in Hollywood for a while. Okay. He also revealed that his best friend, Corey Haim, was molested by powerful older men who surround children like vultures at parties organized by Tinseltown elites who are being protected by an elite group of people in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and he's saying that this molestation that occurred is what eventually led to Corey Haim's drug addiction and overdose. He's also mentioning people like River Phoenix, who overdosed. Several young actors and things like that. Macaulay Culkin and Michael Jackson have been mentioned in this. There's also mention of those that remember the actress Brittany Murphy, who died under mysterious circumstances. There's talk that she was getting ready to expose this pedophile ring and came up dead. And within a matter of 2 weeks, her husband, who supposedly also had the evidence, turned up dead.
Funny how Breitbart back in the day said something about John Podesta. Google Breitbart.
Andrew Breitbart, yeah.
Andrew Breitbart, John Podesta, and watch the YouTube video and tell me if he wasn't a little ticked about something.
Disgusted.
Yeah. And something about, gee, what's going to happen when they open up what's in your past, John? Now, I don't know how you can't connect the dots, because I can't think that I can't see that there has been no arrests in Washington. Now, who's been in power in Washington for the last how many years? Yeah, a powerful elite of Washington. Okay. And Bill Clinton never had any problem with sexual stuff, did he?
No.
Nah.
Or his buddy Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. And now you get them linked to this pizza parlor stuff. How do you link it to the pizza parlor? Well, the guy that owns a pizza parlor happens to be the on the list of the most 50 influential people in Washington, D.C. And who is he friends with? Wow, John Podesta and his brother Tony.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to be we probably get the pipe organ up, Bob. You know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist, you know, to start putting some links together. And has there, you know, maybe some investigative reporting here somewhere? Hold on, he's getting it.
Right after the Tostitos commercial.
Right after the Tostitos commercial. Hey, you know, so
there we go.
Now that's creepy music for a creepy subject. And there's no creepy guys in Washington, or has there been? I mean, Joe Biden's not creepy, is he?
Oh, yeah. Uncle Touchy.
Uncle Touchy Feely and whispers in little girl's ears.
Yeah.
Anthony Weiner wasn't creepy.
Still is.
Uma
Abedin and some of her statements that would lead any sensible person to believe that there's potential sexual relationship between her and Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, Hillary's not.
This was locker room talk.
Hillary's not creepy.
Bill's not creepy, is he?
No. Disgusting. And then you get into the implications of the different things that are going on with the immigrants and the human sex trafficking that goes on in the Islamic world, and looking at the fact that the number two business for the cartel is human smuggling and sex slave trafficking.
And it's just interesting how many kids have disappeared in the last 20 years on milk cartons. They used to be on the milk cartons. Now they're,
now they're on the wall at Walmart.
Yeah. So
have that happening right in our backyard.
Yes, we do.
I'm saying that, these people are afraid of a real prosecutor because remember Loretta Lynch? She didn't have any business with Bill Clinton, did she, on the tarmac out there for some reason?
No.
We all assumed it was over the Clinton Foundation. Not sure it was anymore.
I'm saying, Mikey, I never wanted this for you. I'm telling you that these guys are the freaking mafia, whether it's the foundation, whether it's the emails, I'm going to throw out religion here and just think in terms of good and evil.
Evil.
Does anybody believe that there's good in the world? I'm thinking.
There's a lot of good.
Do you think maybe there's some evil too?
In
light of good grief, people cutting people's heads off, child pedophilia rings all over the country, Hollywood, a huge amount of evidence pointing towards Washington, D.C.
Yeah, there's no way that there is not enough evidence that a reasonable person would not call for an investigation into this.
Yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't they?
There's too much, and it just keeps piling up.
And Woods said abuse prevails because victims are unable to speak as loudly as those in power. Would anybody be controlling our media for quite some time?
Like six guys?
The quote here is, that's the tragedy of attempting to reveal what is happening to innocent people, he said. They can be squashed, but their lives have been irreparably damaged. Irreparably? I can't say that word. Say that for me, would you?
Irreparably.
What he said. Yeah. And so.
Irreparably.
Irreparably. I mean, you got to take this with a little bit of seriousness in light of how many people have been arrested lately. What's in the Podesta emails? The guys aren't. The connections. Good grief. Like I say, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to, two and two starts to add up to four here pretty quick.
Start asking some serious questions.
It doesn't take long to connect the dots. It's not that hard to start putting a line between them.
When you see Chuck Schumer almost in tears over the confirmation of Jeff Sessions, maybe there's more to it than he's just a staunch Democrat supporter.
Maybe. I wonder if it had anything to do with Boehner bawling like a baby when the Pope showed up.
We're picking a little bit on the left here, but something?
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of fuel on the right, too. Let's go to a break.
If you want to call in, have a question or comment, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, brought to you by Powerhouse Solar of Reading, Sundays at noon on KCNR.
What shall we do about Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
The Jefferson State of Mind moves to a new time beginning at 9 a.m. Sunday, February 5th. Each week, listen as Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter bring you the latest developments in the growing movement to create a 51st state. The show will focus on Second Amendment rights, equal representation, and protecting the values of those who live in the northern counties. Jefferson State of Mind, starting at a new time, 9 a.m. Sundays, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the world of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special, with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. To die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, but no one and no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, still aren't seen.
And I could listen to that whole song.
Sadly and search on.
I mean, that's...
One step and back off themselves.
Simpler times sound pretty good right now.
We just need to try to get back to some of those.
We're working it.
I'm just saying. Simple
we're
times is
working
good.
It. We're working it. We gotta cover this next story, too, about Fukushima.
Oh, yes.
Not good. I mean, not good. Okay, I've posted a couple things on the internet on this thing. And I
love the passé coverage of this. There may be a problem. We're uncertain. Maybe radiation levels are a little bit high. There's potential danger.
But don't worry.
We finally got into reactor 2. The core's missing, but the radiation levels are hot enough to melt a robot.
Well, you know, and they're finally starting to come out in mainstream a little bit with it. I'm looking at the Denver Post, okay, and it says, are elevated Fukushima radiations level cause for alarm?
What was your first clue?
Let's see. The utility company, this is by Anna Feifeld and Yuki Oda from the Washington Post. The utility company that operated Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant in Japan, the one that went into a triple meltdown after the enormous 2011 earthquake and tsunami, has released some jaw-dropping figures.
You mean they're off the Geiger counter?
The radiation level in the contaminant vessel of reactor 2 has reached a high of 530 sieverts per hour. No, I don't know what that means.
A 53 sieverts is instantly lethal to humans.
So it's 10 times higher than the instantly lethal to humans.
No problem, though.
Electric Power, or TEPCO as it's known, said this last week, this far exceeds the previous high of 73 sieverts per hour recorded at the reactor following the March 2011 disaster. Now, how dangerous is this? At this level, a robot would be able to operate for less than 2 hours before it was destroyed, melting down. Yeah, that's from the article. So, this is not going away. They're having it
by less than 2 hours. Do they mean their last robot made it about 40 minutes?
Yeah, I think that could be it. Yeah. This is a problem, folks, and they have been covering it up. And, gee, our mainstream media wouldn't cover things up, would they, or lie to us or not report things, would they?
Well, I noticed that the mainstream media is all over the fact, too, that the Department of U.S. Fisheries and U.S. Department of Health just told everybody stop eating biped mollusks because there might be some deadly toxins in it.
So everybody that went to the crab feed... Yeah, you might take a few iodine pills or something these days.
Yeah, stay away from the oysters, the clams, the mussels.
All of it.
All of it.
Yeah.
Charlie the tuna.
Yeah, Charlie the tuna's dead. Yeah. This is, here's another one. This is from Dr. Circus, drcircus.com. Hellhole on Earth discovered at Fukushima. Okay. Most people think they have to die to go to hell, but that's not true anymore. Today in the mainstream press, they announced the existence of a hellhole in Japan at the destroyed nuclear power station in Fukushima. We have a hot spot on our planet that has never been imagined before in the face of human technology. The face of human technology is helpless. At the levels of radiation now being found at Fukushima, a robot would be able to operate for less than 2 hours. Boom, boom, boom. We heard all that. And I think the last estimates I got was that they would be able to contain this, and it would actually start to
contain it. They don't know where it is.
Well, it's everywhere. Well, that's the problem. It's everywhere.
They can't even get close enough to find the core.
Well, okay, let me rephrase that. They actually said that this would start to dissipate from 10,000 years to 100,000 years before it would actually start to not be a problem.
Oh, is that all?
Would that be because we have a core that escaped containment that is in the process of nuclear fission?
Yeah. So the highest radiation levels ever measured at Chernobyl were 300 sieverts per hour.
Oopsie.
Yeah.
That's so, just a tad higher. Just a tad.
It's all right. Godzilla will take care of it.
Well, Godzilla might be created because of it.
I was going to say, he may have some followers. You know, some of his relatives come along.
All kidding aside.
Let's see. Obama is out of office, and they discover an express elevator to hell to send him home. Coincidence?
Yeah, maybe he'll go swimming in Hawaii or windsurfing and, you know, turn into a French fry. I don't know.
Yeah, glow in the dark waves. Be kind of cool.
The glow in the dark kind of, you know. Sorry, kind of got me.
most of this radiation is being washed out to sea and is quite quickly destroying the Pacific Ocean and much of its life in it.
So let's see, it's getting washed from there to where? Out to sea, which comes to us? No.
Do we have ocean and coastline here?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. It's almost biblical. What is that about the star Wormwood fell and a third of the ocean or the third of the waters were rendered unusable? There's something in there about in Revelations about that.
Wow. Researchers have discovered the existence of high-altitude radiation clouds that can expose airplane passengers to high levels of radiation. These clouds were first discovered as part of the NASA-funded automated radiation measurement for aerospace safety. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a scientist, but I don't think I have to be a rocket scientist in order to see that there's a problem here.
Maybe.
And that it's being covered up or ignored by our mainstream frickin' medias who are supposed to be our watchdogs, not some politically correct. I got to stop because I'm going to start cussing.
But on that note, remember they do have. They're going to be doing some Q&A and everything at the library next Saturday on this.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. At the library. February 18th from 3:30 to 5:30 in the community room. Knocking on on Devil's Door.
Let's just hope that this isn't as bad as it sounds.
Well,
and if it is, what is the plan to do something about it? I haven't heard a single
What
plan.
Do you do?
Squid. Don't eat it.
Stop eating shellfish.
Nothing. You lose.
Okay, there is that.
Yeah. I don't know.
What do you do? Start carpet bombing Fukushima with Quikrete?
I don't know. So, but we have to report it just because, hey, somebody needs to report it. You know, if we're wrong, we'll be the first to admit it. But it kind of looks like, you know, we're not. And we've been kind of spot on a lot of these things that people just.
Well, if it's not true, they're not even talking about it at all. You know, just it's okay and go on. Just move along, guys. There's no problem, you know.
Yeah, nothing wrong. Just don't eat anything out of the ocean.
Yeah.
Or breathe the air now that it's in the clouds, right? You can't even go in the airplane and without a meltdown.
Yeah.
Maybe that could explain some of these cloud patterns that we've been having.
Potentially.
Maybe. I don't know.
It might have something to do with the mass fish kills that we're seeing or whales going nuts and beaching themselves a couple hundred at a time. But, you know, again, that's been occurrences naturally before. Who knows?
Well.
Maybe the Fukushima radiation will do us the favor of melting the Pacific garbage patch.
Well. I don't know. What a crazy.
But there's got to be a reaction to that, you know.
Crazy, crazy world.
Unfortunately, yeah.
So, I don't know. We will have to wait and see how far and how bad this goes. But I would be a little cautious when buying seafood now from the Pacific Ocean. You might want to look at the Atlantic or the Gulf Coast or something.
Just saying, yeah. You probably don't want to eat any of it at the moment.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful
stuff.
Let's see what else.
Flaxseed oil. Flaxseed oil is a great alternative to fish for your omega-3s.
Yeah.
There you go, Bob.
I'm just wondering if we shouldn't stock up on a little iodine here or something. I don't know.
Well, if you don't eat it, you don't have to worry about it so much.
Well, that's true.
You know. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Because then it's going to start affecting the fish, right, in the rivers and streams because they go to the ocean and they come back.
You would think.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Well, let's move on and to something maybe a little more palatable. Let's see. We got the three Muslim brothers working for the Dems caught accessing unauthorized top secret information and government intel.
Who does that? I mean, in the first place, why would you have three brothers that are working in the same security apparatus together? I mean, regardless of race, religion, nationality, anything, the fact that they're blood.
Are they like brothers as in members of the Muslim Brotherhood, or are they literally?
They're literally brothers.
Blood brothers. Yeah.
Blood brothers. You know, the fact
happen
that
to be Muslims.
Do you think the fact that it's family could lead to a potential compromise of the other two if one goes rogue? Hey, that's not a security threat by itself, the fact that they're related?
Nah.
I would find it a threat.
Yeah.
Right, of course, I'm just paranoid.
Nothing to see here. Please disperse.
I think you're going to start seeing a lot of people getting arrested pretty soon.
I hope so.
I sure do. I think they're going to clean house. I think they're starting to just now discover where the bodies are buried. And there's so many bodies buried. They're going to have a hard time figuring out who to go after first.
Yeah, where do you start? On
draining the
like
swamp.
That.
I mean, when they said the swamp, I mean, we're talking the Sargasso freaking sea here.
Yeah, it's nasty.
So, and then in the meantime, California asks for $100 billion despite refusal to enforce immigration laws.
Oh, that's got to be some good reefer Jerry's got.
I'm telling you, Jerry has got he's got stones the size of boulders here, or he is so out of it that he doesn't even realize what he's saying.
I'm going to go
I don't
with
know.
Both.
Yeah, and is, I bet, Holder's in this equation somewhere? Yes? No? Maybe?
Well, this $100 billion that he's asking for infrastructure purposes is on top of the fact that he just this morning asked the federal government for emergency disaster funds because of the rains and stuff that would be getting up here.
I'm thinking Trump's going to go, wrong answer. Try for double jeopardy in the bonus round.
You lose!
Good day, sir.
Yeah, I guess he also asked for $25,000 a month to fight Trump on EPA and immigration.
You get nothing. Good day, sir.
What is this guy, freaking delusional?
Yes. Have you seen how he's been managing California and running California?
Maybe he was
and
eating the fish.
And you cannot tell me that $100 billion is going to go to build anything. It's going to go funnel into CalPERS pensions.
Probably, because that's...
Bet you money.
We found out that's falling apart even faster than we thought.
It's
worse than we thought. I think, I predict that 2017 is going to be the year that reality freaking set in.
Yeah.
Okay. We've been living in, Willy Wonka's chocolate factory for quite some time, or,
the Oompa Loompas.
I can't remember what was
the
my
year 2017, the year that was and always had been.
There's been a lot of people spending too much time down on Michael Jackson's ranch. What was that called? Neverland?
Yep.
Yeah, Neverland Ranch.
The Neverland
with
Ranch.
Bubbles the Chimp.
Come on now.
Well, I know. Bubbles. When Michael died, they moved the ranch to Sacramento.
Yeah. These disaster funds, I bet you will not accomplish anything.
They're going to use them.
How about the $7 billion water bond that we took out here for water infrastructure? We use that effectively on, say, things like inspections for spillways at Oroville Dam, huh?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Whoops.
They're going to blame everything on Trump. I guarantee it.
Well, that was Trump. I saw him out there with a sledgehammer just hammering on that spillway. That was
It was Trump. And Trump, he was seen secretly.
He didn't have anything better to do that night. He ran over to the dam and...
I want to know who's been inspecting that spillway in Oroville.
They found out it was Alex Baldwin.
You are fake news.
Matt Damon. It makes so much sense now.
It's Trump. Trump was in on the CalPERS meeting. You know, you can see him kind of scurrying in the background there.
Yeah, and if we have any structural engineers or anybody with some knowledge out there, I would love to ask some questions because I don't know anything about building dam spillways. I know very little about laying concrete, but I have some very serious questions like, why was that cement so thin? Well, where the hell is the rebar in it?
Wafer thin is now the new thick.
It's like somebody paved their driveway. They didn't even prepare an underlayment. They just literally poured concrete over rock. They didn't level it with sand and then gravel and then larger rocks.
Nobody took the money that was supposed to be for that and used it for anything else, right?
Was that a government bid union job? I would like to know.
Oh, I bet you money.
Prevailing wages on that one.
No, well, what we'll do is we dig holes and then we fill them in. And everybody gets paid, and it's a great deal. Remember that video from James O'Keefe about the undercover mafia ties to the union in New York?
Yeah,
their job was digging holes and filling them in, and they couldn't see anything wrong with that because everybody was getting paid. It was great for the union, you know. It was great for the union boys.
They were shovel ready.
Yeah, shovel ready jobs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they weren't quite as shovel.
And there's
exactly.
And if there is anybody out there listening with some good knowledge, I would love to hear too. Is the dam in danger? Because I've been hearing through the grapevine from structural engineers, people that have worked on dams, that they are very worried about the potential of an erosion event that can.
How can it not?
Well, it's if not.
It you know, starts going back under.
That dam's not made out of concrete. You know that, right?
Yeah, it's dirt.
It's a dirt dam.
Yeah, that's. And I won't mention the individual's name, but I know somebody that is directly involved in working at the dam whose family is now on vacation in Idaho. Just saying.
Yeah. Oh, and another.
With Obama?
And in another note, unrelated, is the drought over?
Not according to Jerry.
I guess we got to have a government official come out and say, we've officially, the drought is officially over.
Yeah, actually, Jerry, come on up. Let's go out on Shasta Dam. Lean over and take a look in the lake. I'll help you see it.
Look closer.
Look a little closer, Jerry.
Hold this anchor,
almost
please.
There.
Just a little bit further. You're almost got
it's
it.
It's a little windy up here on the dam. Hold this cement block. It'll keep you down.
A little to the right. Do you think a break might be in order? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Oh man. It's just
it's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. And in the meantime, let's talk about how Ivana Trump has, you know, compromised her position by having a clothing line at Nordstrom's. I mean, I listened to some Jack Wagon woman last night talking to Judge Jeanine, and I was like, shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
You get to the point you can't even communicate effectively anymore.
They don't. It's like they got, you know, something on their ears, and they're going la 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 when you're talking to them.
Yeah,
I mean they're like kids.
That's exactly.
They're like little freaking kids.
They are very difficult.
And what do you do with little kids?
And they ignore.
You get up and you smack them in the side of the head or something. You know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you don't. Not little kids, but they need to be smacked in the side of the head.
Yeah.
Maybe
just a little bit.
You are fake news.
Maybe just a little bit, huh?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes you just go, well, we got a new listener here, Dave Fortenberry, and he's listening in Meadow Vista near Auburn.
Well, welcome to the show, Dave.
Welcome to the show, Dave.
How are things down there in Auburn? Pictures are saying the water's up a little. Saw a couple off of the American that were going pretty well.
Yeah. So, I don't know, guys. We're going to need the state of Jefferson just to batten down the hatches and survive here pretty quick.
Yeah, literally an ark, a lifeboat.
With that said, too, you can go to the petitions.whitehouse.gov, and I would consider, signing the petition for the state of Jefferson proposal. Because guess what? California is kind of sinking into the ocean here a little bit.
Well, again, I will repeat what we have been saying all along. We are not asking permission.
Right.
We are doing the state of California the courtesy of informing them of our departure. It's not negotiable. We're out. We're done. Goodbye.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're going to get more and more traction here because people have had enough of this garbage from these morons down south that seem to think the money never ends, that there's no accountability. You know, you got all these guys, this amnesty thing that's coming to an end here with Jeff Sessions, too. They're going to start deporting these. They've already started the arrests. You know, they need to get rid of these guys.
Let's go to De Leon's house and start there.
Yeah, I agree.
When you have the Senate pro tem of the California legislature say, well, half of my family's here on forged illegal documents and are illegal aliens. The first place they need to go is to his office, arrest him for aiding and abetting, and say, let's go to your house now.
What's wrong with having forged Social Security numbers and IDs?
Let me think about
that.
And
birth certificates.
How much longer do we have? I might be here a minute.
But they had a great teacher. They had a great teacher with
That's okay. When the FBI shows up, and I like the way they pick and choose federal. Hey, I need some disaster money. I need $100 billion, but follow your laws for immigration that you are legally enumerated powers in the Constitution?
Never. We will resist you in the streets.
That's right, because...
You know what it reminds me of? My teenager. No, Dad, I'm not going to clean up my room. I won't follow your rules. I'm my own person. Can I have some money? My boyfriend wants to go to the movies.
Because it's not a lie if you believe it.
Do we have a caller on the line, Bob?
It's
okay.
So funny because it's so true.
Yes, thank God. Jimmy is on the line.
All right. Good morning, Jimmy. You got a question or comment for us this morning?
Yeah, I do, folks. Now, as you folks know, this is Jimmy, and I love this this Sunday lineup. It's great. I was down at Sacramento. I worked down there, and I was watching the news, and the new mayor of Sacramento, this guy is so liberal, and he was going on and on about
Steinberg, isn't it?
How they're not going to abide by the sanctuary city laws. You know what I mean? They don't care if we don't get federal funding. And then the next segment was the city of Sacramento wants to lease these little Connex sort of modular homes for the homeless. And they're going to lease them for $1,000 each a month. Now, you get 100 of those, that's $100,000, what, a month?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, how are they going to afford that? How much is that a year? And that's only 100 of them. And it, I don't know, I just thought of you guys when I heard that, so.
Badges? We don't need those stinking badges.
Maybe they can put them in the parking lot of that new downtown arena they just built.
Yeah. That'd be
great.
And
the other thing, they look like, the shipping connexes, but they're really nice. And they said they can stack them 10 high, but I would think that would be a little bit top heavy, don't you?
Well, I got to.
Well, maybe that's what they're after.
Can I take myself and my family down to Sacramento and pretend to be homeless and get my shipping box and then stick it on a flatbed and move it up to property up here?
No, wrong answer.
Why
that's
not?
A great idea.
Yeah.
Because they won't be able to control you.
That was just, I mean, the money they're spending. It was just, I don't know. Anyways, thanks,
Jimmy.
Having me on the air, guys.
All right, thanks for calling in.
All right, bye.
All I want to know is I have one question. Where's my free cheese?
Who moved the cheese?
Who moved the cheese? I want my cheese now. You owe me the frickin' cheese. Give me the cheese.
I can't go look for it.
Or I will kill you.
Yes.
I don't know how to go to look for it. I don't know where it went. How do I get it back?
You will give me free cheese or I will kill the cheesemaker.
I will kill you.
I'm not sure what that has to do with cheese, Bob, but.
Don't go there.
You can't leave doors like that open.
Beep.
You can't do it, man.
I think it's best left to your imagination.
I mean, we go from cheese to yogurt to all kinds of dairy products.
That ain't real quick. That ain't Sargento.
That is disgusting.
What? You're my. It's not me. It's you.
No, it's you.
It's your mind in the gutter again.
Nope. Oh, as Robert saying, we can go to cottage cheese. We can go to yogurt. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter.
We can go anywhere.
We can go anywhere with this.
Greek yogurt?
And whose mind is where?
Fresh cheese from the Podesta family farms.
Oh, that was out of bounds.
I told you.
That was out of bounds.
All righty. I retractify that statement.
Okay, you didn't say anything naughty while I was on the phone, did you?
Mom?
They were just talking about cheese.
They were just talking about cheese.
I'm just going to put on my face that, really, Bob?
It doesn't work.
No, Bob.
Liar.
I was in the cookie jar getting a cookie
liar!
For you.
Liar. You liar.
Oh, what's up, Bob?
Actually, Paul Preston is on the line. However, he's not on the line to. He's on the line that I can't put on the air, so I need to talk to him while we take a break here.
Okay. Well, before we go to a break, I have a joke to tell.
Oh no!
I have a joke here. We need to lighten this up. Excuse me. A man boarded a plane and took a seat. And he settled in and glanced up and saw the most beautiful woman boarding the plane. He soon realized that she was heading towards his seat, as fate would have it. She took the seat beside him. Eager to strike up a conversation, he blurted out, business trip or pleasure? She turned and smiled and said, business. I'm going to the annual Nymphomaniacs of America convention in Boston. He swallowed hard. Here was this gorgeous woman the most gorgeous woman he'd ever seen sitting next to him. She was going to the meeting of the Nymphomaniacs. Struggling to maintain his composure, he calmly asked, what's your business role at the convention, lecturer? She responded, I use information that I have learned from my personal experiences to debunk some popular myths about sexuality. Really, he said. What kind of myths are there? Well, she explained, one popular myth is that American men are the most well-endowed men, when in fact it's the Native American Indian who is most likely to possess that trait. Another popular myth is that Frenchmen are the best lovers, when actually it's the men of Ireland, Irish descent, who are the best. I have also discovered that the lover with the absolute best stamina is Southern redneck. Suddenly, the woman became a little uncomfortable and blushed. I'm sorry, she said. I should have really been, I shouldn't really be discussing all this with you. I don't even know your name yet. Tonto, he says. Tonto O'Neill. But my friends call me Bubba.
This good was boy. Locker room talk.
Tonto O'Neill the redneck.
I read that this morning, and I thought it was kind of funny.
We must have a caller.
Yes, we let's dispense with the break since we're 2 minutes from the top of the hour, but we do have Dick Wilkinson on the line.
Oh, Dick. Hey.
Mr. Wilkinson.
Good morning, Mr.
Morning, Dick.
Wilkinson.
Hey, morning. Back in the olden days, and on June of 1960, I graduated from San Jose State with a B.S. in mechanical engineering, and one class I took was called Advanced Strength and Materials from a guy named Dr. Laurel, who was in charge of the Civil Engineering and Structural Engineering Department. And he had a cartoon that he cut out of a magazine on his bulletin board. I still remember it. There was two men in medieval costumes. In the background was the Leaning Tower of Pisa, but it was straight. And the caption was, he's talking to the other, he says, I skimped a little on the foundation, but nobody will know the difference. And that reminded me of what happened today. I look at that and said, boy, that concrete sure looks thin. How could it possibly break up? So I think it reminded me of that cartoon from clear from back in the 60s. Anyway, I thought about that. I thought about that cartoon when I saw it on TV where that big hole was in the spillway.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Where's the rebar?
Anyway, that's it for today. Hey, thanks.
All right, thanks for calling in. Dick. We appreciate it. Bye.
any man who tries to incite class hate, hatred, sectional hate, hate of creeds, any kind of hatred in our community, though he may affect to do so in the interest of the class he is addressing, is in the long run, with absolute certainty, the class's own worst enemy. Who said that? Teddy Roosevelt.
Interesting. And I guess we're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned for the second hour of Sovereign Minds. This is
Bob really likes this song. I know.
This has been KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
When she walks, it's like a samba that's
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The Trump administration is vowing to continue defending the president's temporary travel ban in court. White House spokesman Stephen Miller.
There is no constitutional right for a citizen in a foreign country who has no status in America to demand entry into our country. Such a right cannot exist. Such a right will never exist. This is an ideological disagreement between those who believe we should have borders and should have controls and those who believe there should be no borders and no controls.
He was a guest this morning on ABC TV's This Week program. The Northeast facing another big storm just days after parts of the region got hammered with 19 inches of snow. The National Weather Service has posted winter storm warnings from upstate New York to Maine, where blizzard conditions and 2 feet of snow are possible. A blizzard watch is in effect in Cape Cod, and a storm surge there of 3 feet is possible. More than 3,000 flights have been canceled nationwide. President Trump says he intends to make it a big priority to meet with business CEOs and company executives on a regular basis.
During the opening weeks of the Trump administration, there's been a series of West Wing meetings with business executives. And White House spokesman Sean Spicer says this is going to be a pattern for President Trump.
To figure out how he can use his office in this administration to further their ability to create jobs and grow the economy.
So far, the president has met with dozens of industry leaders, ranging from automakers to Silicon Valley tech companies. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Police went house to house this morning in the northern Greek city of Thessaloniki, ringing bells and knocking on doors to advise people living near a World War II-era bomb site to leave their homes. Massive evacuation affected 75,000 people. The bomb squad got the bomb defused cleanly. And the latest data shows the leading country for requests for asylum in the U.S. last year was Venezuela, where the economy has been crashing. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Imagine waking up in the morning with the boundless energy that you had 30 years ago. Imagine realizing that your achy joints and muscle pain are a thing of the past. Imagine having enough stamina to run laps around your grandkids and getting back to the activities you love like tennis, golfing, gardening, traveling, or riding your bike. It's all possible with Patriot Power Greens. And today you can get 7 sample packs of this powerful, great-tasting, super green drink for free. The secret's the health-boosting power of the 21 organic fruits and vegetables, 10 probiotic strains, and 6 digestive enzymes in each serving. With each sip of Patriot Power Greens, your body's flooded with powerful nutrients, phytochemicals, probiotics, and enzymes that help cleanse and re-energize your body. Patriot Power Greens is ready mixed and easily absorbed by your body. It's so effective that many soldiers in the U.S. military now swear by it. Stop feeling tired and worn out and start enjoying the activities you love. Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs to prove it to you, but you must act now. To claim your free sample, go to greens21.com. That's greens21.com.
Turkey's president says his troops and allied Syrian opposition fighters have entered the center of the northern town of Al-Bab that is a stronghold of ISIS. Recep Erdogan says today, before flying to Bahrain, that ISIS fighters have begun deserting Al-Bab, which has been under attack for weeks. The Syrian opposition's Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which tracks Syria's war, has reported intense clashes on the northern, western, and southern edges of the town. Convicted Charleston church shooter Dylan Roof has asked for a new federal trial, saying prosecutors didn't have jurisdiction to bring their case against him. Roof's attorneys have made that request, claiming the government failed to prove his use of the internet, highways, and gun manufactured out of state were sufficient enough links to allow religious obstruction charges. In the motion, Roof's lawyers are arguing that his case happened entirely in South Carolina and involved only incidental and everyday use of areas affected by the Commerce Clause. News and analysis at townhall.com. The quick-thinking Florida golfer barely escapes the ultimate water hazard.
Tony Arts says he was grabbed by an alligator while playing at Magnolia Landing Golf and Country Club in the Fort Myers area this week. Art says he was passing a water hazard on his way to the putting green when he heard a splash, and the next thing he knew, the gator grabbed his right ankle, and they both wound up rolling into the water. Sinking quick, Arts used his putter to jab the gator in the eyes several times before it let him go. Florida Fish and Wildlife officials quickly captured the reptile and removed it from the course. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 12th, and a birthday for some notable people, including movie director Franco Zeffirelli. He is 94 years old. Basketball Hall of Famer Bill Russell turns 83 today. Actor Joe Don Baker is 81. Actor Josh Brolin turns 49 today, and NFL quarterback Robert Griffin III is 27. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This February 14th, bring your special Valentine to Wind River Resort and Casino. In Elements Lounge, it's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds performing from 6 to 9 p.m. Featuring Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bobby Viramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, Joe Larson on trombone, and yours truly, Linda Bot, singing my favorite romantic standards. Make your reservations today. Call 243-3377 and make your Valentine's a night to remember.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The seeds of corruption are already in full bloom in our country. We see this by the extreme violence and morally bankrupt behavior demonstrated by people from every age group and walk of life. Sadly, this behavior is not something you catch, but it is learned. It's being taught in our colleges, evangelized through TV and movies, and substantiated by the media. Your best protection from this vile corruption is having a living relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
There's homeless on the streets of every city. Big city crime in every little town. There's people making money off Jesus. And taxes dragging everybody down. There's politicians kind of stretching the truth. And farmers are getting pulled up by their roots. And pushers telling little kids, high's the only way. Oh, welcome to the USA today. It's true. Got our problems, Lord knows we make mistakes, and every time we solve one, 10 others take its place, but you won't see those refugees heading the other way. Welcome to the USA today.
Sovereign Mind Radio, Bo Cephas. But there's a million. Gee, do you think he knows something? Well, you've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. This is home of Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. You can call in at 530-605-4567 or go to KCNR1460.com and join into the chat room that's pretty lively today. And we do have a guest, I guess, today that sort of out of the blue called in to say hello.
Paul Preston.
Paul Preston, Agenda 21 Radio. How you doing today, Paul?
Hey, I'm doing really good. How you guys doing?
Oh, the fun never stops.
We're doing good.
Isn't it a beautiful day in the neighborhood?
It is. It is.
Wall-to-wall giggles here, Paul.
Yeah, just wall-to-wall, yeah. I've been listening to your commentary on John Podesta and the Pizzagate people. It's pretty amazing what's happening.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, you can't make this crap up. I mean, a third grader could connect the dots on this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, third graders are connecting the dots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are the dots. that's the sad thing.
Yeah, that's the scary part.
Yeah, yeah, it's I see this thing starting to explode here pretty soon, with Sessions in charge, and you know, I think this was one of the big things with Comey that people didn't realize that was going on behind the scenes, is that these FBI guys that were investigating the sexting of Wiener wouldn't let it go because you got to be just an absolute piece of garbage to walk away from this one.
Yeah, and. You know, that's usually what happens, is it becomes so overwhelming that law enforcement can't ignore it after a while. And you're starting to see that down in Los Angeles, they've had it a long time standing units down there for child pedophilia for the Hollywood elites, and they've been keeping an eye on them. But the law enforcement people down there, including the FBI, have been so restrained from doing anything because they're elitists and they're rich and they can put pressure on people politically and people get fired and lose that sort of thing. So I think this time it's just really too big to ignore, and certainly I think even Comey realized that.
Well, it's I think it's going to get ugly, and that Elijah Wood article that came out, basically saying that this is, the Washington elites in D.C. are protecting these rings is pretty, why would a guy say that if there wasn't something to it?
Well, he said it, and so was Macaulay Culkin, and so many other people have said it as well and have been saying it. And actually, you can Google some of these pedophile pronouncements by some of these Hollywood kid stars. They're out there. And that's why I say it's kind of getting to a critical mass where you have one star who feels emboldened and another star who feels emboldened, and pretty soon it's just going to be this just avalanche of all this just stuff happening. It's similar to what happened with a lot of the pedophile priests. Once one parish got a hold of it, then the next one, and it just kind of steamrolled.
Yeah, I mean, I was just looking at an article a minute ago in Australia. Investigators have found that from 1980 through 2015, 7% of the nation's Catholic priests have sexually abused children. 32% of the perpetrators were religious brothers, 30% were priests, 29% were lay people, and 5% were religious sisters. That's messed up.
Yeah, that's not a small number, actually.
No.
And unfortunately, wherever you find children, you find pedophiles, and they are certainly, of course, they're sexually attracted to the children in their various age groups, but that's just sort of a fact of life that, when you have, and they cover it up extensively, and they go to all, use any and all means to keep themselves covered up. But at the same time, one of the things a lot of people don't understand about child molesters and pedophiles is that once they get found out and people start to pursue them legally, they actually have a sexual gratification from that. Hence why Anthony Weiner is the way that he is.
I mean, these people are really messed up.
It's just demented.
It's
beyond the scale. But I wanted to mention something because in the last hour you're talking about I was going to say Hoover Dam, but California's Hoover Dam version of a great dam, which is Oroville.
Feather River Dam, yep.
There you go, the Feather River Dam. I was up there yesterday and flashed my press credentials and got all the way to the top of the dam and everything and looked it over. And quite frankly, the water is at the very top of the dam. It's just going to overflow if it comes out anymore. Literally, you can just walk right down and touch it from the dam top. And but that spillway is it's about a mile long, it looks like, maybe a little bit longer than that going downhill. And it looks like the opening, the crack or the hole, it's a huge hole now, is about almost 80% down the hill.
Well, do you think that there's going to be any structural damage to the dam itself at some point? And if so, is there going to be a problem down below? Is there anything at risk down below the dam?
I think there's a lot at risk down below the dam. In fact, just yesterday when I was standing on the road at the base of this spillway where it was pouring into the Feather River, I was kind of concerned because a lot of people were actually coming to that spot. Now, these people had to have credentials, so they were press people to get there. They were going right down to the river's edge, which I thought was just absolutely lunacy because, you know, that's just like really raging water. You know, and just any fluctuation could have wiped them into the river.
Well, if they had CNN press passes and a few others, you know, it could have been a good idea, you know.
I was thinking about printing some CNN press passes up and giving them out and say, just meet down by the river.
To go down by the river to pray.
Down by the riverside, baby. But it's pretty unpredictable, I think. I mean, you have to go a long ways to erode into the dam from where the spillway is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm telling you, that raging water, that is not anything to play with. And they've got people all over the dam checking it out, looking for good health and everything. I find it very ironic that after I left, there I came home and I was going to start doing stuff. I videotaped it and everything, what I saw from the top and from the bottom, and I was going to put up a post on Facebook about it. But it was kind of interesting because James Gallagher had just apparently come in right behind me. Now, James Gallagher, for you, a lot of people don't know, he's an assemblyman from this area, and he was in the top of the dam, went to the bottom, they did the whole thing and did a really nice job of reporting on Facebook. And I thought to myself, gee, I want to go check out the governor's website and see if he has any kind of statement on what's going on at the Oroville Dam, because quite frankly, they've already evacuated a lot of Oroville, and this could be a catastrophe if there's further erosion. In fact, if it erodes quickly, it could be a real catastrophe real quick. I just want to know, where is the governor in trying to assure all the Californians about what's happening in Oroville?
Well, he's busy asking for
money.
Funds.
Yeah, exactly. We do have a caller on the line, Jimmy, and he wants to ask you a question, Paul.
All right.
Are you there, Jimmy?
You guys kind of deviated from the first topic you were talking about, and that's pedophilia. And, Paul, I understand you're from the Yuba City, Marysville area. Is that true?
Yep.
Now, I do construction projects all over the state, and we were staying in that area, in that county. And
right.
One of the hotels we were staying at did a major, apparently did a pedophilia sex trafficking ring. And they did a sting operation at one of the hotels there. Do you have any information about that? And I was just wondering if you...
Do you work for a major utility-type corporation?
I don't know the details. I just know one of the hotels we were staying at.
Yeah, but I'm talking
major,
about you. Are you employed by a major corporation that goes up and down the state doing utility-type work?
No, they were doing...
No, you. I'm talking about you.
Oh, me? No, we do...
Oh, okay. You're not affiliated. You didn't stay at the hotel or anything, or did you?
Yeah, we were staying there because we're just construction
guys. With the company
guys,
that you represent,
do you apartments
major construction for the state or state-affiliated organizations?
Well, no. We're private.
Yeah, okay. Well, I really can't comment on specifics because I don't know much specifics. I can go back to my days as a school administrator when we were actively trafficking, sex trafficking in the area that would range basically from San Francisco, Stockton, Modesto, Sacramento, up to the Lake Tahoe area, and then points north out of Sacramento. And I do know that along Highway 99 and Highway 70, there are hotels that are there that we were watching and monitoring. In fact, one of the students that we had investigated and been involved in an investigation actually had to turn him over to CPS because the parents were pimping him out, which is kind of interesting. But they were using a hotel in Yuba City, and I'm not at liberty to mention which hotel.
Sure.
Involved in sex trafficking.
And it's, I don't know. I just wanted to call and see if you had any, just what your thoughts were on it.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you, some of my listeners already know this because I talk about this, and I know Red knows about this, but when I was becoming a school administrator, I was trained by the LAPD Crimes Against Children's Task Force, and they were this was in the 80s, and they were specifically set up to to arrest and bring charges against Hollywood elites at the time. And the training, it was a 40-hour training, pretty intensive training, and you learned everything you wanted to not know about pedophilia and child molest and NAMBLA and all that stuff. And we learned just a ton of information, which is, of course, being applied right now today. But the way these cases work is that you don't all of a sudden, quite frankly, I'm kind of startled. Before I say what I'm going to say, I'll tell you that I'm kind of startled at the numbers of people that have been rounded up in Los Angeles and other places. I think Philadelphia was one of the other areas. Just within a short period of time, apparently under investigation for pedophilia. And this is quite remarkable when you have such large numbers, because usually what happens in these cases is that authorities will go out and work very quietly and very discreetly and round up the usual suspects quietly, so to speak.
Yeah, these guys are keeping a real low profile. But
right.
It was just shocking because, you know, I've never been in that situation, seeing that thing, like, right next to me. So,
right.
You know, and there's, you know, there's good people and families staying at these hotels, and
you don't know. You see, the thing is, it's so widespread now. And a lot of times,
I'm calling and ask you about that.
Yeah, a lot of times hotels don't know that they're being victimized themselves, but then there's some that do, quite frankly, and they need to be closed down.
Yep. All right. Well, it's good talking to you. Thank you, Paul, for your
sure. Thanks.
Thanks for calling in, Jimmy.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Very good. So. Let's move on. I got a couple other topics if we want to go into them here. One is the I've got an article here from the Daily Caller. Duke University training students for anti-Trump activism. And then to thwart this also comes from Reason.com. To thwart fascism, leftist students start self-defense fight club.
Oh, God.
What are they teaching us? What are they teaching our kids at the schools? These are, response to hate crimes. So they're teaching Muslim women, Latinos, I don't even know what this is. LGBTQIA. Man, every time
IA?
Well,
they added IA. What's that?
I have no idea. I mean,
I thought it was T for transgender at the end, but now they've got
QIA.
They've thrown out the T and thrown in an IA. I have no idea what that is.
Queers in action? I don't know. I mean,
queers in action. There you go.
Maybe.
Maybe,
because, wow.
I think the G was for questioning, but.
I bet you the A is for asexual.
Asexual.
I'm not even sure I want to ask what that is.
Self-reproducing and self-gratifying.
It's like a worm.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's like a worm farm.
That's right.
Actually, yeah, kind of is.
That's just wrong.
No, that was my first business. Yeah. It was a worm farm.
Sorry, no, all about that, huh?
Oh, boy.
only we used them for fishing.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but, you know, the Knights for Socialism has decided to host a series of...
Knights for Socialism?
Oh, my God.
You can't make this crap up.
Is that like the Knights of Columbus?
Sort of. Or, you know, the... Pluke? I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, the commie clan.
The
Knights of Socialism.
It's kind of different than the Knights of the Templar. Deal, but
do they have the white robes with red crosses on them?
I'm not sure. I think these guys have black robes with white crosses.
That would be it.
Yeah, can't you know? All you can see is crosses running through the dark.
Do you have to wear a giant vagina costume on your head?
Oh, man.
That's underneath the. That's the hood.
That's under the hood.
That's under the hood.
Oh, no.
That's in case you get exposed.
oh, boy.
But the Knights for Socialism has decided to host a series of self-defense clinics for anyone who wants to learn how to bash the fash. The event's Facebook page reads, for our first seminar, I think I got my tongue tied here because I can't even read this with a straight face. A local amateur boxer will teach us the basics of hand-to-hand combat.
Really?
This is a true story. This is to guard against Trump's inspired hate crimes.
Yeah. Isn't it funny that the left always seems to want to flip the script on the conservatives? And, you know, as an example, when Obama came into office, he gave orders to Janet Napolitano to instantly declare Tea Party members domestic terrorists.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Right. While they burn.
Yeah.
Yeah, while they burn cars and, you know, things like that. And what's going on? I mean, I think Trump's got to immediately cut off the funds to these places if they're getting any federal funds because, you know, here's Duke University training students for anti-Trump activism. That's nonpartisan, isn't it?
Yes, completely nonpartisan. I don't know why anybody would want to object to something like that. But, yeah, I think, seriously, what really needs to happen, and this is where the Justice Department and the Department of Education come in, is I think that there are serious civil rights violations occurring on those campuses right now, and that is absolutely against the law. In fact, the one function of the Department of Education is to, and working with the Department of Justice, is to ensure that everybody's civil rights are not being violated. And clearly, these courses, in my opinion, I've been watching this for a year, are clear violations for civil rights, especially with free speech. And that, you know, for a student to have their free speech muzzled, you know, like having certain free speech zones and things like that, those are clear violations of their civil rights. And quite frankly, these have been inspired, really, all these different categories and groupings and strangling of civil rights and, you know, your curtailing of freedom of speech have been inspired by the Obama administration and Bill Ayers primarily. And this is stuff that is right down the purview of the Department of Education and can be used as an absolute hammer to crush these colleges and universities and literally fine them into oblivion for various civil rights violations. So I think that that's something that's worthy to pursue, and I will bet you that Jeff Sessions will be more than happy. This goes to all universities that take federal funds, which means all universities. Now, if you take a look at what's happened in Berkeley here recently with Milo, that's a complete violation of their civil rights, their First Amendment rights of freedom of speech, and they could suffer financial sanctions from the federal government just based on that. 50% of the money that goes to UC Berkeley is federal. And, you know, they have the luxuries there that no other school, I mean, the money that came out of this administration did not go to secondary schools K-12. It's gone to the university systems.
Well,
and the
it's disappointing about Duke too. I mean, Duke's where I got my certification in constitutional law. I took a series of online courses from Duke for that, and it's kind of disappointing they're going that route.
We do have the definition of LGBTQIA here. Does anybody want to read it? Because I'm lesbian. I mean, go ahead.
Well. The last part of it, it's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and then it is queer, intersex, and asexual communities under the umbrella.
Mine says, I have a different definition from the dictionary, the free dictionary. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning, intersex, and allies. I'm not sure what intersex and...
Turds is about to get smacked in the mouth if you don't keep it down.
Okay. Just saying.
Yeah. So there you have it. And with that, we do have a caller on the line. Randy in Shasta Lake. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. What can we do for you?
I sort of tuned in a little late, so I don't know if you covered this. But, you know, I got to thinking, you know, with Jerry Brown and all them yo-yos down there making it no crime for child prostitution. You know, where they,
that's a good thought, or a screwed up
anyway,
thought.
But let me talk, because
sure.
I can't hear
sure.
you.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, making it a no crime with this child prostitution, that is going to make it so they won't investigate these pedophile things. They'll just let them, you know, go into rehab or whatever they're going to do. And they're not going to investigate them, so... I think that's part of the plan of, you know, therefore that pedophilia. Anyway, I'll take your answer off there. Go Trump.
Hey,
bye.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Randy. That's an interesting thought. I'd never thought about the fact that they are actually decriminalizing some of these sexual deviant problems. You know, I mean, how can you decriminalize pedophilia?
Well, it's really this is something that's been a
only
notion
when it's for money
for
Muslims.
This is something that's been a notion for a long time with the North American Man Boy Love Association, and they've been floating this idea since the 80s, and that's one of the things that we were taught by the LAPD Crimes Against Children's Task Force. We went through hours of this whole NAMBLA thing, and they made it very, very clear that their agenda, now this is in 1986-87, their agenda was very, very clear, and what we're seeing today is that agenda play out. And to make it, the ultimate goal was to make it legal for men to have sex with boys.
Well, I mean, this is legal in most Muslim countries, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of sort of fits in with the Sharia law thing. You can have sex with children and boys, and they don't seem to have a problem with it. So,
right.
Wow.
It's exactly right out of Sharia law, right out as Muslim countries adhere to this. I mean, you can talk to veterans who have come home from Afghanistan and in Iraq, and we'll tell you about the man boy Thursday nights and things like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've got that straight from people who were there, you know, that I know of were there, and they said that it was sickening and you couldn't report or do anything about it. And if you did, you end up like that guy in Afghanistan that beat the crap out of that guy for doing it, and then he ended up getting drummed out of the service.
Right, and that's exactly what that was, and you know. But again, we're supposed to be normed to that, and that's what this has been all about. This whole norming of various legislative initiatives, you know, such as the transgender bathroom issue. That's what this is all about.
The normalization of perversion.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. If you're not afraid for your kids a little bit at this point, you got something wrong with you. I mean, I'll tell you what, if something ever happened like that with me, I'd go kill them. And I don't hesitate to say that. I would go shoot them down before they ever got to trial.
Did.
Well, you know, and again, that's just the clash of what's going on. And of course, the Obama administration supported this, and so does the Jerry Brown administration supported it. It's really... to me, it's just part of that norming that we, you know, and again, I walk around with all, having been trained in all this and see it. I know a lot of law enforcement are the same way, and they kind of think, that's the way it is. And oftentimes when we've spoken out in the past, of course, we get, ramrodded basically and said, no, you can't, this is just not real. It doesn't really happen. But of course, it does happen.
Right.
It's hard for people to understand.
Well, they just made a 474 arrest down in L.A. Recently,
right.
So I guess something is happening.
Something is happening, and you know. And again, all I can say to the public is just bear with everybody because it takes a while. Plus, what happens is that you get people. You know, we're in the phase of rounding up the usual suspects quietly, and what's happening is you're getting the low fruit, who are basically people who don't want to spend 30 years in jail and will rat out of.
That's what I was going to say. They'll start spilling their guts and singing like a bird. We probably need to go to a break here. And before we do, I just wanted to mention that the economy in Reading is continuing its recovery, and Wendy's is closing down over there at the location.
Everything's good
here.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
If you have a question or comment for Paul, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The seeds of corruption are already in full bloom in our country. We see this by the extreme violence and morally bankrupt behavior demonstrated by people from every age group and walk of life. Sadly, this behavior is not something you catch, but it is learned. It's being taught in our colleges, evangelized through TV and movies, and substantiated by the media. Your best protection from this vile corruption is having a living relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, brought to you by Powerhouse Solar of Reading, Sundays at noon on KCNR. What shall we do about them?
The Jefferson State of Mind moves to a new time beginning at 9 a.m. Sunday, February 5th. Each week, listen as Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter bring you the latest developments in the growing movement to create a 51st state. The show will focus on Second Amendment rights, equal representation, and protecting the values of those who live in the northern counties. Jefferson State of Mind, starting at a new time, 9 a.m. Sundays, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
This February 14th, bring your special Valentine to Wind River Resort and Casino. In Elements Lounge, it's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds performing from 6 to 9 p.m., featuring Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bobby Viramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, Joe Larson on trombone, and yours truly, Linda Bot, singing my favorite romantic standards. Make your reservations today. Call 243-3377 and make your Valentine's a night to remember.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser. get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. I wish that I could stay forever this young.
Sovereign Mind Radio.
Not afraid to close my
Yeah, you know, that's some new stuff there. We've got new input on the music.
That's Aloe Black.
Mm-hmm. Aloe Black.
Wake me up when it's over.
Oh, boy.
That's like aloe vera, except it's black.
I'm not sure what to actually say about that. But we do have a
well,
caller.
It's spelled like aloe vera.
Anyway. Oh.
We do have a caller. We have Charles. Good morning, Charles.
Yeah, good morning. City of Reading's up to its usual tricks again.
Yeah, I seen your post on Sovereign Minds. I hadn't quite got there yet, but evidently they have a special meeting to conduct Proposition 64 workshop, discuss the topic. Reading Planning Commission, 4 p.m. meeting to consider possible ban on special security fencing for Reading parcels. Take it away, Charles.
Yes, I'm calling about what's happening at the Planning Commission.
Right.
Because what will happen at the City Council's special meeting will be a whole lot of talk and not much else. If I know City Council like I do. But, you know, getting back to the Planning Commission.
How do you spell recall?
They've got this this so-called cleanup ordinance. Yeah, don't you love those things? It's quite the Trojan horse. Yeah, you can have a whole lot of nothing, and then insert it into the whole lot of nothing is something that you really have to watch out for. And what they're doing is they're going to add a paragraph. You know, because this is an amendment to the zoning code, it has to go through the Planning Commission before it goes to the City Council. That's why it's appearing before the Planning Commission. So what's happening is, in a paragraph in part of the zoning code having to do with fencing materials, they're inserting a sentence to ban razor wire fencing, barbed wire fencing, and electric fencing in all residential zones, regardless of density.
Hmm.
Hmm. Hello?
And what would they be up to for that for, Charles?
There was no explanation given in the staff report. The staff report itself just, very briefly mentions, oh, by the way, we're going to be banning these types of fencing materials in all residential zones regardless of fencing. Then I go on to the proposed ordinance itself. And it's that sentence at the end of that paragraph.
Could it be that barbed wire and razor wire on a residential property represents a danger and impediment to inspectors and law enforcement officials illegally accessing the yard?
It's an impediment. You put up barbed wire and razor wire to prevent bad guys from climbing into your yard.
Mm-hmm.
And, given what's been foisted upon us by L.A. and San Francisco via AB 109, Prop 47, Prop 57, Prop 63, and, oh yes, SB 54, the fact that we have the City of Reading that wants to somebody at city staff, because, who else would be putting it in a staff report, has got this bright idea that the residents are not properly defenseless, so let's just do, even more to make it harder for people to protect their properties. The staff report doesn't give any reason to ban these kinds of
things. I would submit to you.
I'm not aware that there's any, crying need to ban any of this kind of fencing. It's just something that was very quietly inserted in a cleanup ordinance.
Charles, I would submit to you that the ban on defensive materials for your property ties directly into this city's expectation to be able to illegally view and access your property with code enforcement and law enforcement
at any
due
time.
To the new marijuana ordinances, and they expect to make a great deal of money doing that in civil asset forfeiture. And they don't want their cops and their code inspectors getting cut up trying to illegally look into your property.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Anyway, well, thanks for...
But I wouldn't say that that's the only reason. It's just... Well, they're inserting it into a cleanup ordinance. And so if you haven't read the staff report and you haven't gone to any of the attached materials, you would never know that that's...
Just the fact that they're trying to sneak it in is a big thing, is what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So much for that commitment to public safety that they kept telling us about during the election campaign.
Well, it's
they're committed to safety.
They're committed to transparency and safety, and they're on a mission from God.
Oh, no, it's the penguin.
Thanks for the report, Charles. We got to go. We got about 15 minutes left.
All right.
Thanks, Charles. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Charles is a smart guy, and he brings in a lot of stuff that people don't see. That's why it's good to get him on the air. And, you know, whatever you think about that, that's up to you. But it's nice to know that there's somebody out there, you know, watchdogging these guys because, gee, they wouldn't try to sneak something in with the public out, with the public not knowing it.
And that's what it takes, all of us and people like Charles out there to give us the information, because otherwise how would we know?
Yeah, so...
That's important stuff.
I want to encourage everybody to go to the State of Jefferson GoFundMe at the GoFundMe.com and start donating and getting some money put into the campaign to get us turned into the State of Jefferson and their legal fund. So, what else have we got? Deutsche Bank, do we still have Paul?
We still have Paul on the line.
I think he's still there. I heard him.
Are you still there, Paul?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Oh, very good. Sorry about that.
About Bernadine Dorn, one of my favorite people.
Oh, yeah, her and Bill Ayers. Yeah, Bill Ayers, the weathermen.
Yeah, it
sounds like a music group, doesn't it, the Weather Underground?
Yeah.
I believe the technical term for weathermen now is the climatologists.
The climate full of bullet.
Fukushima.
Yeah, Fukushima. Yeah, good grief. Have you heard about that, Paul? We were talking about the Fukushima thing earlier. I mean, what's your thoughts on that? I mean, good grief. How bad does it got to get? Do we got to start wearing hazmat suits every time we go to have a shrimp dinner or what?
Well, at least we're going to have to come up with one of those things. We'll probably sell them at, in the middle of the night, portable Geiger counters.
That's what I'm thinking.
Go along with your flashlights.
I think you can probably get an app on your smartphone now.
That's true. You could probably do that and see, a little. You could just envision it now and see the little gauge there, right there in the center of your screen.
Yeah,
and just go down to the beach, or just put it up in the air right now.
kind of gives new meaning to all you can eat seafood buffet. Ooh. It literally means all you can eat.
Yeah,
Could you pass?
Sounds
the
a lot like China syndrome to me.
I don't know. I mean, it scares the crap out of me. And then it's like the last week, the crab feed down at one safe place. Man, what can you say? I mean, good grief. I would be afraid to go to that crab feed at this point.
Well, the die-off around the planet is pretty significant for a lot of different reasons.
And it's all over the place. I mean, all over the Pacific Ocean, you're seeing stuff wash up in Chile. You're seeing stuff washing up in New Zealand. And I guess that they're just all dying out there because, the salt water got a little too...
Global warming.
Too saline. Yeah, global. That's good. It was Bush.
Was it George Bush? I thought it was. Yeah.
No, I forgot. He's on the other team now. It's Trump.
I think it's George Bush the senior.
Oh, he's going to die, so we can blame him.
Another caller on the line. We've got Mike in Redding, and he wants to talk about moonbeams.
Moonbeam.
What's
beam.
Up?
There you go.
Morning, Mike.
Yeah, hi. I'm a psychologist, and I treat victims of child abuse. She had a terrible violation of innocence. I just got on the tail end of the discussion. There's some implication of... that there's a normalizing of pedophilia, and there's some statutes involved. Can you say some more about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's this last statute that was passed. I can't remember the exact number. Does anybody know what the AB, what was it?
I don't remember the exact number, but it decriminalized.
54, was it? Was it 54?
No, 54 is the immigration.
Okay. Well, it's
the decriminalization of prostitution for minors.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And inside that, you know, what they called criminal behavior was not anything that we would call criminal behavior. I mean, you know, sex with somebody who's unconscious was not criminal behavior. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff. I'd have to do a little research and pull the law.
The child prostitution thing was actually separate from that. There was a list under Prop, was it 54?
I was thinking 40, 50.
Was it 47?
There was a list of things that were decriminalized, which are no longer felonies in the state of California. Aggravated assault, unconsensual intercourse with a unconscious victim. There was just this list of these horrid, abhorrent crimes that are now decriminalized, defederalized to the point of misdemeanor. But the child prostitution, where decriminalized child prostitution, is actually a separate bill from that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I'll speak to a point to it because I've had to deal with this before as a school administrator, and that the charges would be levied against the child in a juvenile court as having, you know, being involved with child prostitution, and so they've just said that no longer counts now. They're not going to level those kind of charges or allow children to be charged as juveniles for child prostitution because they view them as the victims in prostitution. That's kind of the long and short of it. But unfortunately, what happens is that when you have a child who's involved with child prostitution, oftentimes the defense is going to claim that there was no. There was no harm, no foul, basically, to the child. I mean, it's kind of really a lame defense, but it's just a bizarre world. I wanted to point to your because you work with children that are sexually abused. Is that right?
22.
Mostly adults who have been abused as children. And,
right. Okay. Yeah.
The effects go well into their life.
Right. Well, yeah, it affects them until the end of their life. It's if you've ever, and I know you have, but. If you ever talk to people, I have friends that have been sexually abused, or they have family members that have been sexually abused, and they're adults, they're in their 60s and 70s, and are still very much affected by it. It's a lifelong thing. It stays with you. And the predators know that, of course. But, this whole thing about norming the society to accept, not only just tolerate, but move towards acceptance of sexual deviancy, has been a long-standing plan, and like I said, I first learned of the plan in details from my course that I took with the Crimes Against Children's Task Force with the LAPD, and that talked specifically about the North American Man-Boy Love Association that was really promulgating that, and they gave, I mean, we listened to detailed plans moving from 1986 to now. That have been actually actuated, and we're now seeing them. And so, yeah, the norming of this sort of this deviant behavior is well underway, and a lot of people are just growing to accept it.
Yeah, they're being numbed.
Numbed, exactly.
Yeah, desensitized.
A little bit at a time. I'm not really sure what their possible rationalization can be.
They're sick.
And I'm not sure how... adults or senators or anybody else could not see through that. It's pretty disturbing.
Well, some of the key things to understand is that, you know, when you as sexual predators, they you know, they just have a different sexual drive than normal healthy adults would have in terms of a sexual drive, and you have to have that conversation.
A lot of these people are sex addicts. And
right.
So like any addiction, you're looking for some greater amount of the stimulus, where, you know, where three beers got the buzz before, now it has to be six. So you're pushing the boundaries. And so I mean these guys need treatment too, but But to normalize that kind of behavior is just absurd, very disturbing.
Yes, exactly.
Well, so, appreciate
thank
the
you
call.
For what you guys
good
are doing.
Luck. All right, thanks, Mike. We appreciate the call. Yeah, that's why we actually do this show, is trying to report the stuff that it just gets glossed over by the mainstream media. I mean, you know, or doesn't get reported, blacked out, take your pick. I mean, some of these things are huge. You know, this Pizzagate thing is just going to keep going, in my opinion. Yeah. I mean, it's not going to stop. And I think they're all afraid of Sessions getting in there. And he's only been in there a couple of days, and we got to give him a little time here. But I think you're going to see some shakeups.
You want to see where there's a real shakeup, and that's going to be the reporting by Katie Grimes and Megan Barth about the voter fraud in California and Nevada. And so much for Hillary Clinton winning California by 3 million votes. There's going to be probably, according to the numbers that I've been seeing, as they start to investigate this, which, by the way, as I always say on my radio show, these people down in Sacramento, guess what? The chief proctologist from the FBI is going to show up in your office, and you'd better have answers about voter fraud, and especially Padilla, who's the Secretary of State, because I know that there's several proctologists that are going to show up in his office, and it's going to be kind of an interesting sight to see. I'd love to be a fly on the wall on that one, because this whole voter fraud is just off the hook in California and in Nevada as well.
It calls into question not only the election itself and things like that, but the other nonsense that's been passed. Was there really enough votes, legal votes, for these propositions to pass?
According to Katie Grimes and her research, and plus some others that I can't mention because they are involved in the investigation, there is no way that these propositions passed. None. Zero. Zip. Nada.
I wonder if that's why they're bringing in Eric Holder into the state of California.
Well, of course it is. Yeah. Exactly. Got it. That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
He's only here to fight immigration.
And we do have a caller on the line. We got Signe in Reading. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, we need to remember that this world is God. Satan is only the prince of this world, and God is still king. And I appreciate you guys getting out there fighting, spreading the truth. And this stuff is so old. It's everything under the sun has been done before. And so it's time to read 2 Peter. Chapters 1, 2, and 3, it's fascinating, and it's time to hold on to the hand of the man that stills waters, because I don't know how much time we're going to have. I'm out here walking under the beautiful chemtrails this morning. I've been watching them all morning. But, you know, our hope is in God and not man. So you keep up the good work, and remember that so that you don't grow faint-hearted.
Thanks, Signe.
All right, we appreciate the call.
We appreciate that. Well, we got a couple minutes left here. I had a story here that I wanted to talk about. Deutsche Bank says the next big short could be on the commercial modified loans, the commercial structures, the commercial mortgage-backed securities. Yeah, sure. And that's going to be a problem for the malls and things like that. What else? There was another one. Oh, Swedish cop opens about migrants destroying his country. He's saying that they've been burying the news, 5,000 reports of what's been going on there with the migrants. So it's ugly right now, folks. We want to thank Paul for coming on the radio with us today.
No problem.
We appreciate it. And we got about anything. What do we got, about a minute left, Bob? About a minute left. So you got 30 seconds, everybody, to say whatever you got to say, and then we're going to get cut off.
Well, I just wanted to throw out there really quickly an acknowledgement to a great American. We lost apparently Hal Moore this morning. Hal Moore was for the book and the movie We Were Soldiers Once and mm-hmm. Young. He was the commander of that unit and a well-noted American veteran and hero. And apparently we lost him today at natural causes at the age of 94.
Wow.
Well, there you have it.
You got about 10, you got 10 seconds, Paul.
Hey, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We've got a ton of information there, and we have a breaking story that we're going to be we broke actually on Friday about Bernadine Dorn and the American Bar Association.
Perfect. Thanks, Paul.
Right,
we appreciate it.
Thanks again, Paul.
You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties. Liberty above security, truth over lies, and government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Does have some legal
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Defeat of its executive order on immigration.
There is, in fact, a great deal of precedent that supports a president's authority at our borders. In making decisions of this kind.
The president told reporters aboard Air Force One on his way to Florida that he's confident he will win his court battle. And the president is praising actions by Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers targeting immigrants who are in the country illegally and have criminal records.